Lucas and the Lost Link. Once upon a time, in the Whispering Woods, little six-year-old Lucas had an enormous quarrel with his best friend. This wasn't just any ordinary friend. This was Link, a gentle giant of a Bigfoot with fur as shaggy as a mountain's peak. The irony in Link's name was as big as his heart. For a creature named after something that connects, it was peculiar how he became disconnected, gone without a trace after their tiff. Lucas was awfully sorry about their argument. He missed Link's booming laughter and the way his large feet thudded softly on the forest floor. So he set out to find him, calling his name through the trees and checking every one of their favorite play spots. The days passed slowly, with no sign of Link. But Lucas did not give up. The bond between a boy and his Bigfoot friend was not easily broken. On the third day, as clouds parted from the night storm, a feeble rumble came from the edge of the property, past where Lucas and his mom lived. Hesitant but hopeful, Lucas followed the sound. There, in a bush as thorny as the argument they had, was Link, tangled in a net of branches and leaves. "Lucas!" he grumbled, a mix of relief and embarrassment in his furry face. Lucas dashed back home and tugged at his mom's sleeve, leading her to the trapped Bigfoot. Together, and with much care, they freed Link. "I'm sorry," said Lucas, as Link stood up, brushing off twigs. "I missed you too," admitted Link, as they shared a heartfelt, squishy hug. With laughter and apologies, they learned that even the strongest friendships can face trials. But it's compassion and understanding that truly keeps friends linked together. And from that day on, Lucas and Link knew nothing could ever keep them apart again.